Hi, I'm Carter. I'm 12 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Carter, and good morning, kids commuters. Happy Friday. Welcome to the last day of Prodigy Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We've been listening to kid musicians play our theme and perform all week in honor of From the Top, which is an NPR show celebrating young musicians, which you can see here at Interlochen Center for the Arts tonight. Now, kids commuters, there was a special reason that we heard Carter play his recorder for today's theme, because today's musician also plays the recorder. Her name is Lucy Horsch. She was born in 1999 in the Netherlands, so she's our most recent prodigy of all of the artists this week. She just turned 20 this year. Lucy was born into a family of professional musicians, and she started studying the recorder at the age of 5 at the Music School of Amsterdam. Now, this is an instrument you might know. Perhaps you've played the recorder in music class. Well, by the time she was 9, she was on TV performing Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 5, which is a tough piece of music. Here's a clip of Lucy from the television broadcast. Lucy, go! She was a big hit. Lucy has a recording contract with the Decca Classics label right now, but she's also still going to school at the Amsterdam Conservatory. Here's Lucy Horsch performing the third movement of Vivaldi's Flute Concerto in C minor. She swapped out the flute for a recorder, and she was 16 years old when this recording was made.
Thank you.
That was 16-year-old Lucy Horsch performing music of Vivaldi, our last performer for Prodigy Week. And don't forget, you can see some other talented young musicians if you go to see From the Top here at Interlochen Center for the Arts. Now, kids commuters, let's answer that Quizlet. All week long, we have been asking you, who was the youngest person to ever win an individual Grammy Award? And in our last hint, she was nominated for another Grammy for the song How Do I Live, but lost out to a different singer the same year? That person is Leanne Rimes.
And now, the nominations for Best Female Country Vocal Performance are How Do I Live, Leanne Rimes. How Do I Live, Trisha Yearwood.
And the Grammy goes to
Trisha Yearwood. Dope. And by the way, that award was presented right after Leanne Rimes had sung the same song on the broadcast. Awkward. To their credit, Trisha Yearwood and Leanne Rimes were very mature about the whole getting nominated for the same song, the same year thing, and they didn't blame each other, and they only said nice things about each other in the press. Well, I hope you enjoyed Prodigy Week on IPR's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony Biro.
Production help came from Joseph Levesque. See you next week.